We're getting back on
to ID this music.
The boys are back in town?
I have headphones.
The boys are back
now.
In town?
Yeah, I guess we are back in town.
Yeah.
Hang on. Wait, the next person who comes into the station?
DJ Pufferfish has left the house.
You're not going to be able to write the...
I don't know if this is a good or a bad thing.
I will. Oh, I should do that.
There's nobody else here.
Yeah. Well, reminder, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. This is Small Cactus Radio Overtime.
Small Cactus
Electric
Radio
Boogaloo.
Hour.
Small Cactus 2, get in the ring.
Get in the ring. Get in the ring.
Small Cactus Radio Hour 2, Thunderdome.
No, 2 is a Road Warrior. 3 is Thunderdome.
I don't know enough about Mad Max.
Thank you. That was very good. I like your catch.
You're right. Wait, no, but 3 has to be Tokyo Drift.
What? Is that Fast and Furious?
That's Fast and Furious. Yeah.
Okay, I got a little
scared.
What
number was Calvin and Hobbes? Fuck.
No!
Oh, God, no!
I hate all of you.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Is what I was going.
You guys...
Okay, you know how it was overtime we lost. We lost the overtime.
You lost the overtime.
I lost the overtime. It's sudden death. First one to curse loses.
He's going to be sent to the Thunderdome.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
be sent back to the SEC to render more of this bridge for 12 hours.
Have fun with bridge.
Okay,
I guess we can no longer say this radio hour is abridged. Sorry, that was so stupid.
That was so bad. I love all of you. We're doing great. This is we're doing great.
Listen to Friends at the Table.
Does it have any naughty words in it?
Oh, several. And in a couple games, they invent them.
That's always fun, though. You can say those ones on the radio. They're fake. No.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, also, like, I don't even know what to do with this anymore. I was going to ID this song. This was St. Pepsi with Enjoy Yourself from their album Late Night Delight. Also, one of the very standards of Vaporwave as we know it, because, Vaporwave's not dead, I promise. But
what replaced it?
I don't know if anything can really replace Vaporwave. Maybe Synthwave. Maybe Perturbator destroyed everything. Yes.
Wave.
Microwave.
Wave is just Jimmy Buffett.
Over, future funk.
Put through
and,
several layers of distortion.
Future bass.
That's true. Oh, I'd say it took over future bass, and I think future funk came along.
Future bass is so good, though.
It's very good.
It's so good.
Except when, didn't Fall Out Boy tried to do future bass, and it was...
Sorry.
You don't have a leg to stand on, DJ Tolstoy. You don't have a leg to stand
on. I'm DJ Tolstoy.
I'm sitting down.
DJ Tolstoy, you're DJ Remedy.
There you go.
Yeah,
you don't have a leg to stand on.
Well, we're both sitting.
I don't
know
what you're talking about. I will raise this flag and drag around a bag.
Yeah, that last song was written by Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons.
No, it wasn't. So one of my favorite... So I used to watch this one. Speaking of the 2010s, there was this one web series called Carmilla, and I would watch it religiously with a bunch of my high school friends, and it was based in Canada, and one of the actresses was doing a Q&A, and she's like, I'm gonna get this out of the way, like, bag. Like, I get it, I say bag. Like, she just is so...
Oh, validation.
Yeah.
Vindication.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Across the nation.
Cause the
excitation. Agitation.
The Q&A was what's in my bag, so...
Flirtation.
I didn't see the Rocky Horror Picture Show this year.
I never did.
I've never seen it ever.
No, I feel like it was supposed to be after the first, though, if what I know about the Rocky Horror Picture Show is true.
You're valid.
I know all... I've read the script, but I have not ever watched it.
How and
what?
Why?
I have done neither. I've never seen it. I've never read it. I just know the time warp.
I saw it for my birthday one year, but my parents would frequently quote it around the house even before I watched it. So I knew all of these quotes, but not knowing where it came from until I watched Rocky Horror.
See, I barely know what anyone's talking about right now.
My favorite character is Jarnet from her hit song Darn It, Jarnet.
If my parents know
I don't know
anything
about
Rocky Horror Picture Show,
right?
I would eat my hat. Well, let's just leave it at that.
Anyone?
I know.
What? I said, if my parents knew, like, anything, any part of Rocky Horror Picture Show at all, I would eat my hat.
What about the time warp?
I don't Let's even know they know that one.
Yeah, if maybe you're, if you're DJ Jedi's parents, call in and tell us everything you know about Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They actually recently did a vinyl re-release of the soundtrack from in Newbery Comics exclusive. I think it was Pink and White Marbling record. It was like an edition of like 500. I wasn't that into this enough into the soundtrack to get it, but if anyone else is, I mean, it should be available somewhere.
Was the Doctor in Rocky Horror, did he end up being a vampire or an alien?
Alien, I think, right?
The alien, yeah.
That was, yes, because then they had to go back to the planet, like, was it Planet Transylvania?
They did go back to Transylvania, but I don't know if Transylvania was the name of the planet or if Transylvania was a place on the planet.
Oh, that's actually good point. I don't know.
At that point, Rocky Horror starts getting very conceptual, so.
Yeah. Yeah, this is towards
the real theater of the mind sort of deal going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did we want to play that one request now that we are beyond?
Yes, we can do
also,
it.
Also, like, how long are we obligated to stay here now that we've started?
Well, not really. This just happened to happen.
Leave at any time, I think.
Ah, okay.
I mean, DJ Pufferfish just did. I mean, if, like, you know, you can
DJ
be responsible.
Pufferfish said peace and yeeted.
Yeah.
I might also have to go.
I will have to. I might have
what,
to.
What, you got more bridge to do, bridge boy?
Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
That's what I say to you.
Best of luck. Best of luck.
Actually.
Good luck, dude.
Yep. Also, yeah. May is National Bike Month.
Oh, yeah. May is National Bike Month.
Do we want to read another PSA? It's another hour.
Yeah, that's true. I'll queue up the request from
Oh,
the
wait.
Last
can I read
one.
The last PSA?
Sure.
Sure.
It has to be this one.
No, it doesn't. We already read this one.
No, this one. It's. How else are they going to know?
You could read the PETA one.
How else are they going to know that May is National Bike Month?
There is one on PETA. You could read that one.
Wait, do you want to read the anime one?
Oh, that's a good
or
one.
Or the other anime one?
It's not about
those
anime.
Those which are about walking?
Yeah. Are they?
I was going to read the one on Jewel Theft, to be honest.
No.
Are you going to read the number you should call?
That one's not real.
You're going to read out the number you should call?
We can't.
855-915-9666.
This bit got...
No, I mean the other number.
Oh, that one.
This bid got away from me. None of these are actually funny.
May is National Bike Month.
There's on eating dried fruit.
No, sorry. Someone bookmarked walking is good exercise.
Thank
I cannot
yes,
do this.
Yes, thank you.
I think that was DJ Remedy, wasn't
Probably.
It?
Probably.
If so, I'm glad the bookmark is
also,
lasted
I'm
this long.
I'm sending a take-home exam right now, so just don't mind me. It's due in 40
the
minutes.
College mood.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, no,
walking
it's already done.
Is okay. Good exercise.
Wait, hold on, DJ Tuesday, put like a spin on it, put a fun spin on it.
Do
like,
it in a southern accent.
Do it like you mean it, like don't just sort of
walking.
Wonderful. that's good.
Oh,
keep this energy
good
up.
Exercise people, although other physical activities
we
can provide a more
the mic.
vigorous
Wait,
workout.
Hold on, can we do the rest in an English accent? Go.
Yeah.
No.
Yes,
no,
try
I'm,
it.
I'm at least making sure we don't get an overage. Here we go.
Walking is easy. Requires no physical squim. What?
No physical squim.
Squim.
No physical squitting.
This bit got away from me. No special equipment and is good exercise for most adults.
Hang
in
on, what
urban areas. We're gonna get through it.
Start from the beginning.
No, we'll never get to leave if he starts from the beginning.
Walking is an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. Editorial note, as a hip, transit-oriented teen, I cannot avow this statement. For example, is just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square to Cambridge. A distance that can be walked
Tuesday.
In about 45 minutes by healthy adult.
Tuesday, I need you at least after you're done to tell me what accent you are attempting to go for here.
He's trying
walking
to do a Russian
can get
accent.
Fresh air exercise.
It just sounds like Frankenstein.
Walking can get fresh air exercise. You sound like someone who is like crawling their way to the nearest food source after dying of hunger in the desert.
It sounds like you're possessed by like a rock monster.
But you save money with all mint. Can't breathe.
Oh my god.
Because I'm crying.
You were trying to expel the rock monster so hard, but every now and again it wrests control from
you. You can do it. Make it to the end.
Yelling about walking, which it's excited about because it's a rock and it's not used to moving.
Save you money with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road. It's safer than riding a bike. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Oh, DJ Wednesday, it's so nice to have you on the show. It's a shame that DJ Tuesday left and that you possessed him, but
DJ Tuesday was weak of will and of lung capacity.
You started that bit just shouting, then you went to a New York accent, and I was hoping when I were done I would get to say bada bing bada boom, but then,
hey, forget then, about it, am I
then
right?
Then you went to Russian, and then you went to whatever that end was there.
DJ Wednesday can make this primitive approximation of New York accent as well. Hey, I'm walking here, bada bing bada boom.
Hey, Tony,
now it's just an actual New York accent.
Hello, Tony.
Tony.
Where did you get your pepperoni?
Greetings, Anthony.
having Hail suitably well peaked met. The mic, I depart.
Well, goodbye, DJ Tuesday and DJ Wednesday.
Best of luck on your bridge.
To Wednesday.
We see you tomorrow night for a hangout.
We're still on air, by the way. We probably shouldn't be planking plans of where our whereabouts would be.
But if anyone wants a flight, SEC Anderson 318.
No! No, we're not condemning fighting on this. We're not getting in the ring.
See you next decade.
I will at least come by to say goodbye. I'm not sure I can do a flight.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
All right.
Rose, however.
Oh, yes, in case I don't see you.
Aw, this is very sweet. They're hugging.
Yes, they're hugging. Just imagine that in your
imagine
mind.
An heroic hug.
Oh, man, it was so heartwarming.
You're wonderful.
It really was touching.
And a firm handshake from David.
Hugs usually are touching.
I got a handshake.
A firm handshake. David, rate the firmness of that handshake.
It was very firm. My hand is aching now.
I see.
Oh, wow. It's the power of the rock monster.
Yeah, that was DJ Wednesday.
Oh, wait, there's an open mic. I'm going to move.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
No, why would I move? I have my own mic already.
I guess David's. There you go. We did it.
Okay.
I guess we can do that requester song since I guess... we can just do that.
Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoy...
The Decemberists.
The Decemberists, the perfect crime, number two.
The perfect crime.
a ticker tape parade. When the plastic on the safe was blown away, and we all gazed from eye to eye as we mouthed our silent goodbye. It stinks of slumber and disaster. Two words I spoke on the tap wire. The agent's ploy finds a surefire backfire. It was a perfect, perfect, a perfect, a perfect, a perfect, a perfect, a perfect. A perfect, a perfect, a perfect, a perfect, a perfect, a perfect, a perfect line. It was a perfect, 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 a perfect. Love to you was never second best. I saw the world rushing all around your face, never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. We should know better. Dream of better lives, the kind which never hate. We should see. Trapped in a state of imaginary grace. We should know better. I made a pilgrimage to save this human race. We should see. Comprehending the race had long gone by. I'll stop the world and melt with you. Let's stop the world. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. Let's stop the world. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
we're getting on air.
Look, oh, we're on air again?
Frosty the Snowman should answer for his crimes.
What crimes?
Of, like, telling kids about mortality before they're ready.
That's not a crime. Crime. Child endangerment is a crime, which he also did.
So, yeah, we can...
yeah, that is a fair point.
So we just have that. Okay.
But, yeah.
So, okay. So we first started in with The Perfect Crime 2. We had this request of a song, last hour, and I explained that we were doing a retrospective on the Small Cactus Radio Hour normal time.
But this is Small Cactus Radio Hour
overtime.
Overtime.
We've shifted into maximum overdrive.
Yes. Oh, I should have done Overtime by, I can't remember her name anymore. It's fine.
Final Countdown.
What about Closing Time?
Or Closer by the Chainsmokers. No.
Okay,
bye. No, we're not.
We're heading out soon.
We are all heading out. I'm heading out as well. I have an essay to work on. But we have The Perfect Crime number 2. And then this was a request from, quote, from Jen to Tim. I Melt With You by Modern English from the same titled EP.
Talking about me for a second.
So I forget that you guys have the same name. it's very funny. But yeah, so.
I don't know it.
You know a fictional Tim. I don't think you know any real Tims.
I do know one. I met Royce's dad at one point.
That's true. Yeah. My dad.
My dad.
Yeah, there aren't. I don't know many other Tims. Yeah, I don't know like any other Timothys.
I don't think I know any at all.
Yeah, I know a bunch of Jens. I've always like growing up. Yeah. Like, there's at least always one in my classes. Like, it's a pretty common name.
It derives from Guinevere of the King Arthurian court.
I don't think we can hear that.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's fair.
It derives from Guinevere of the King Arthurian court.
That's great. I actually love that. I used to love... We did a English class on the King Arthur fables and not... Well, tales, whatever.
They're pretty dope.
They are.
If I'm from back here, can you hear me on the radio?
Like, kinda.
Yes.
Close enough.
Okay.
But anyway, I guess... This is time for the true twilight of the hour, I think, even though it's the middle. But I think we're all headed out. We're hungry. We're working. Yes. So have a wonderful night, everyone. Have a wonderful decade. If I don't see you next week, I'll see you at some point.
Smoke actors. May your lives be full of love.
And may 2020 be a nicer year.
And remember that May is National Bike Month.
Yes!
Yeah.
And May... Your book is your National Bike Month.
Yep, that's it. All right, guys, have a great night.
May your bike month be national.
And we're going to put on automation.
That's what I was going for.
There we go. Near 3, 2, 1.
In the snow. Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck as a gift to Dave 2037, so he can spend it on things like anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. Something cool like that. I think Dave 2037 deserves it. He worked hard. What are you getting Steve 2037?
I guess I was thinking Steve 2037 would just fend for himself.
Well, all right. But don't expect to be borrowing my anti-gravity boots.
You want to have money in your future? You got to start saving now. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. Hey, let's just hope Steve 2037 doesn't get his hands on a cold time machine, because he is going to come back here and knock some sense into you.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
No. around with the biggest fools in town. God, I miss you. God, I miss you. Gonna find myself a way time.
Classic rock, but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know, like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know, like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts University Radio.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau and cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home.
The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. Our hearts are light, our spirits bright, we'll celebrate our joy tonight. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home.
We'll decorate the Christmas tree when all the family's here. Around the roaring fire, we will raise a cup of cheer. There's gifts to bring and songs to sing and laughs to make the rafters ring. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. Bah! Green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home.
We'll take the horse and sleigh all across the fields of snow, listening to the jingle bells everywhere we go. How grand it feels to click your heels and dance away to the jigs and reels. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. I'm handing you no Blarney, no matter where you roam. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
Thank you. so good.
Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.